Webcaster Pandora, granted new life, now wants radio stations to pay up. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. For a couple of years, commercial webcasters have fought mightily against royalties they were forced to pay to music performers and record labels. One argument that some webcasters made was that internet radio should not be forced to pay fees that terrestrial radio does not. Radio stations are required to pay fees to songwriters, but not performers and labels. Now, Pandora, perhaps the best-known webcaster, is urging Congress to level the playing field and make radio kick in money for performers and labels, too. Now, to be fair, Pandora itself never made the argument that it should not have to compensate musicians. Tim Westergren is founder and CEO of Pandora.
Really, there's never been a debate about whether we should be paying performance royalties. It's just how much. And we've always believed that artists should be compensated. The second piece is that we think with regards to the industry of radio, there needs to be parity across different forms of radio because there exists right now some pretty wide discrepancies in who pays what.
Why is it that you have long believed that internet radio and terrestrial radio, for that matter, should have to compensate the performing artists? Because certainly lots of people in your corner of the industry, internet radio, have argued that internet radio and terrestrial radio have such high value as promotional tools to the music industry that that you guys ought not to be charged anything at all.
Well, I certainly believe that radio is promotional in all of its forms. But I don't think that means, therefore, artists shouldn't be paid. You know, radios, whatever kind they are building businesses, and they're building it by using the work of artists. And so that, I think, warrants compensation. And that artists get a benefit from it certainly, I think, mitigates some of the cost and should be factored into what that fee should be. But I think that it's a very reasonable exchange. And, you know, separately, as a musician, I have, of course, believed in it for a long time.
You've said that your company has almost not made it through this process, that the royalties you were going to be required to pay were so exorbitant that you wouldn't be able to stay in business. Now you've sort of come through that dark tunnel. But by saying that terrestrial radio stations now ought to pay fees that they haven't been paying before, aren't you sort of wishing those same dark times that you had on traditional radio?
Well, I can really only speak to our industry. The real threat for us began in July 07 when the Royalty Board issued a ruling that was really badly disconnected from the economic realities of internet radio. So somehow in the hearing process and the evidence gathering process, they reached a conclusion that just didn't make sense. In the world of radio, I think you have to factor in the costs and benefits. So you find a happy medium that I think is reasonable for both sides and takes into account the business models of both sides and the sort of benefits for each side.
Tim Westergren of Pandora. He's backing the Performance Rights Act, which broadcasters consider a major threat. More of our conversation tomorrow, in which we talk about the future of Pandora and the webcasting business. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.